This is your second giant creature film.
Yeah.
What is it that appeals to you about the giant monster movie?
나보다 큰 덩치의 어떤 것을 봤을 때는.
So there's an awe and a fear that I simultaneously feel when I look at a creature that's much bigger than myself. In the case of the host, which you just referred to just now, the creature is a being that is trying to harm me, and there's fear coming out of that.
Godzilla처럼 빌딩만.
He felt that it would be more realistic to have the size of the monster in the host to be as big as maybe a bus or a small building or a small vehicle, rather than having it enormous like Godzilla. And in Okja, he hoped that the scale of the creature will be big enough so that the audience might find it lovely. Like a living double bed, living, breathing bed sized creature, so we can hug together and roll around and sleep on her.
Your films often play with and subvert expectations of different genres. What is it that appeals to you about genre movies?
There's actually two specific attractions. One is being satisfied by the filmmaker meeting your expectations, and there's also an excitement when the filmmaker deviates from the expectations. There's these two excitements in the genre films. And so a lot of marketers and critics complain that it's hard to define the genre of his films, but to him that's the biggest praise. His films, and him included, he feels that he doesn't want to be categorized in any way whatsoever.
Do you think that Okja is in some ways a children's film? It shows a lot more harsh content than you would usually have in films that children would watch. Do you want to show children harsher things and prepare them for life?
Maybe for children for 15 and younger, parental guidance is needed. Netflix, from the beginning, they agreed that it would be mature in their own rating system. For example, in Pan's Labyrinth, there's a child actor and a creature, but it also reflects some dark and frightening facets of reality. And just like Pan's Labyrinth, he does believe that Okja also needs some sort of parental guidance.
Did strong feelings about animal rights inspire Okja, and did you want people to come away with a very strong message?
나는 이제 액티비스트도 아니고 무슨 NGO랑 연관.
He's not an animal rights activist or isn't affiliated with any NGOs, but in the film we see that there are two axes of two groups revolving around Mija and Okja. One is the company Miranda, who sees Okja as a food product, and one is ALF, the animal rights activists, who try to rescue Okja. Because they have to clash with the Miranda corporation, they had to be bold and an aggressive bunch of a group, and they're actually a real life organization which he wanted to portray in an interesting way. They're not superheroes of any sort, so they're very goofy at times, but he does believe that the ideals that they pursue have an interesting point, and it has to be respected or honored in some way.
There was a lot of controversy when the film premiered in Cannes around Netflix being the financier and distributor of the film. Where do you see the future for unusual films like Okja? Is it in the cinema, or will alternative platforms like Netflix become more important?
Martin Scorsese가 이제 8월에 킥오프를 하는데, 아이리시맨을.
Even master filmmakers such as Martin Scorsese is kicking off a new film called The Irishman in August this year. It stars Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. And if you think about why such a master filmmaker is resorting to Netflix, we have to think about how it's probably because of the creative freedom that Netflix is giving to its filmmakers. Netflix supports this sort of creative freedom. And for the traditional studios, if the traditional studios or theatre chains do not want to lose people such as Martin Scorsese to Netflix, they have to figure out a way to provide even more creative freedom, or as much. As a creator, he doesn't really have much time to contemplate the future of film or the future of film distribution. He's just too busy writing his own screenplays at the moment. Yeah, he doesn't really know what to say about that.
How did John Ronson become involved in the project?
So it came from Frank. He watched Frank starring Michael Fassbender, and he found it very interesting, and he was wondering, who is the screenwriter for this movie? He really appreciated the black humor inside this film and the satire of it. And later would he find out that he was also a renowned book writer. He had written books such as The Psychopath Test and Them, and it touched upon certain elements that the Okja universe touches upon, and he was very relieved about that fact. So he had first written the first draft in Korean, then he got it translated and sent it to John Ronson, and he asked John to rewrite and develop the English language characters and their dialogue, such as Jake Gyllenhaal and Tilda Swinton.
The English language films you've made, I think, take caricature even further than the Korean language ones. Is there a reason why you like doing very over-the-top films in English?
그게 English language라서 그런 건 아닌 것 같고요. 이번 스토리에서 제이크 질레놀의
he doesn't believe the over-the-top acting comes because it's an English language movie. It's just because of the characters and the nature of the characters. For example, Jake, he does some extreme over-the-top acting because he's a show business person. He's a TV show host, and we see him mostly when he's on camera or on the stage, and almost all the time he's drunk, and that's probably why.
Snowpiercer featured very over-the-top characters as well, though, like the school teacher and Tilda Swinton's Tilda as well. Yeah.
그거는 이제 그 또한 뭐 이렇게 기차.
He does believe that that's because it's a sci-fi setting of everybody living inside the train, so he felt that it could be a bit cartoonish, the characters and the acting. But if he were to make a daily life English language film, his approach would have been very different.